Okay, I think we need to address the elephant in the room.
I keep telling you, I want it in the radio contest. There's not much of a story.
I think Mike is talking about how you keep trying to eat me.
Yeah, Brienne, it's pretty weird, honestly.
Fine, I'll stop trying to eat Dan.
Thank you.
You big baby.
Good. Because I'm worried your cannibalism will interfere with our crowdfunding efforts.
Wait, we're starting a crowdfund?
Oh, great. Some other nerdy thing you geekazoids know about need to explain to me.
Crowdfunding is a way for creative types to get financing from fans instead of big studios when they have a project they want to release.
Yeah, Peter. It's how they made such hits as Undertale, Knights both Shovel and Hollow, and Octodad, Dadliest Catch.
I've heard of Undertale, Shovel Knight, and Hollow Knight, but what the hell is Octodad?
Oh, it's this game where you're an octopus, but you're disguised as a human dad, and you have to do chores and everyday things without raising suspicion.
Does anyone ever do chores while trying to raise suspicion?
So you just do mundane things and not get caught? Is there a villain or anything?
Well, there is Chef Fujimoto who wants to expose your secret and cook you. Here, why don't I show you?
This game looks really weird. Hey, what's this button do?
It invites our several fans to support our wacky adventures.
If we reach one of our stretch goals, can we stop getting caught in video games?
I thought you didn't know what crowdfunding was. Wait, what's wrong with my voice?
What are you talking about, Dan? Your voice sounds normal to me.
You seriously don't hear that? It's so... Oh, my hands!
Your hands look fine to me. What are you freaking out about?
This doesn't look like a tentacle to you.
Get your head on straight, Dan. Day of the Tentacle is for Point and Click Month. Right now we're trapped in Octodad, Dadliest Catch.
Yeah, you're starting to raise my suspicions.
Raise your Right. Yes, my hands and voice are normal. I certainly am not an octopus.
Good, that allays my concerns. Now, where is Brienne?
I don't know. She was here a minute ago. Dan, why don't you go look around for Brienne while performing everyday human tasks?
Yes, because everyday tasks are the sort of things I do every day. With my human hands and feet.
Okay, good. Peter and I will wait over here in blissful ignorance unless there should be some sort of cephalopod-related commotion we should investigate.
Sounds good.
Hey, so if somebody forced you to eat one hot dog an hour, how long do you think you could keep it up for?
What are the toppings?
I don't know. Ketchup, relish, mustard, just your regular, whatever you want.
Okay, Dan. Nothing to freak out about. You just happen to be an octopus. You've got more than the usual number of legs and arms, but if you use those four legs to stand and these four arms to grab things, it should be...
Hey, what's going on in there?
Nothing. Just, you know, human stuff.
Okay, good. What kind of buns?
Alright, just move one leg in front of the other. Oh, there we go. Alright, now I'm at the door. Just gotta use my tentacle hands. There we go.
Hello, Dan. Or should I say, Octodad?
Brienne, thank God I found you. We didn't... Wait, you can tell I'm an octopus?
Oh, I'm not Brienne. I'm Chef Fujimoto, and I know your secret.
But you are actually Brienne, right?
Yes, obviously, but we're in this game, so can we just...
Right, yes.
I know your secret, Octodan.
Did you just call me Octodan?
Yeah, I just thought of it, and I thought I'd go with it. Can you just... Please stop interrupting.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I know your secret, Octodan, and I'm going to cook and eat you.
Seriously? We just talked about this. I thought you were going to stop trying to eat me.
Damn it, Dan. This is part of the video game. My character wants to cook and eat your character. It's nothing personal. And frankly, this whole thing disgusts me. I don't want to eat an octopus. Not since I saw that Netflix documentary. But we're here in this game, so I just do the fucking thing.
Hey, what's all that noise?
Look, Dan found a chef that looks like Brienne.
It is Brienne. She's trying to eat me.
Oh, man, again?
Brienne, we talked about this. You have got to stop trying to eat Dan. Nobody wants to crowdfund a cannibal.
I don't want to eat Dan, and this wouldn't be cannibalism. It would be sushi.
Technically, it would be taco sashimi. It's only sushi if I'm served with rice.
What are you talking about? Of course it's cannibalism if you eat Dan.
Unless... Wait, Dan, are you an octopus?
No, of course I'm not an octopus.
Ooh, okay, good.
Yeah, I was worried for a second.
Oh my god, of course he's an octopus. Look at his hands, they got suction cups.
Oh, right, Brienne. Dan the human has suction cups and a beak and is an octopus.
Look, Brienne, if this is because I'm not giving you enough lines in the script or something, just let me know. I barely pay attention to who says what in these things. It's mostly about who hasn't said anything in a while.
Oh, that actually explains a lot.